I just did some research. So it was estimated in today's dollars, he was worth $105 billion in 1895. However, he had a competitor by the name of Rockefeller. Today, the Vanderbilts don't have a penny. So what happened to the money? And why is the Rockefellers still rich and continuing to get rich every year that goes by? And it's because of... So I was just explaining to my in-laws during Christmas about the Biltmore Estate. And a lot of people don't know what the Biltmore Estate is. Actually, Ren, who's my videographer, I was just explaining to him and spent 20 minutes showing him a video of the Biltmore Estate. It's in Asheville, North Carolina. I think it is still today the largest private residence in U.S. It is absolutely massive, like 175,000 square foot. It was built by George Vanderbilt, obviously an heir to Cornelius Vanderbilt. And massive. This was his summer home. He actually lived in New York and built the railroad system to his house so that he could visit his summer home more efficiently. I promise I'm going somewhere with this. Massive. I mean, this would take billions of dollars in today's money to reproduce what he built in 1895. It had indoor plumbing, electricity, central heat and air. All the amenities that we have today, he had in 1895, including the pool. Indoor pool was actually drained and filled every single day and heated. Let's talk about the wealth that the Vanderbilts had at that time. I just did some research. So it was estimated in today's dollars, he was worth $105 billion in 1895. Actually, he built this house when he was 32 years old. However, he had a competitor by the name of Rockefeller. In today's dollars, Rockefeller would have been worth $410 billion. Now, granted, that's four times what Cornelius Vanderbilt or George Vanderbilt had at the time. However, today, the Vanderbilts don't have a penny. In fact, Anderson Cooper, the CNN anchor, is an heir or a descendant of Cornelius Vanderbilt and George Vanderbilt. He didn't get a penny, nothing in inheritance. So what happened to the money? And why is the Rockefellers still rich and continuing to get rich every year that goes by? And it's because of how the Rockefellers set up their own banking system via insurance. So the Vanderbilts lost their money and squandered their money, where the Rockefellers continue to protect their money from taxation, and it continues to grow every generation. And we have courses on this with Replace Your University. Go check it out. It's Replace Your Retirement, where we explain the benefits of utilizing insurance to grow and protect your wealth. Take care. God bless.